BBC World Service. Now, BBC Learning English.
Prenup. We often abbreviate words by dropping the endings. There's a technical term for it in linguistics, they're called clippings. I suppose the word ad is the most familiar one from advertisements. Pram is another from perambulator, though nobody uses that these days, really. And now we've got prenup, which came in the 1980s, I suppose. It's short for prenuptial agreement. In other words, it's two people who are coming together and they're going to get married, they're going to have their nuptials, they're going to get married, and because they think the marriage is not going to last for very long and there's going to be a messy divorce where they're going to have to split all the worldly goods, they decide to have a prenup, which is an agreement, a prenuptial agreement, where they decide who's going to have what, and it's going to save a lot of mess in due course. Funny idea, really, but very popular amongst American film stars, apparently. Well, it isn't modern, actually. The earliest time I've ever found any reference to it is 1916. So it's very common in the United States during the 20th century, and is increasing elsewhere. But the clipping, the abbreviated form, is very recent. I've only heard that since the 1980s. How do you write it? Well, some people write it pre-nup, but increasingly these days they've been dropping the hyphen and the two elements are written solid without any space or any hyphen in between. The words have come together. Not so, of course, the people they refer to.